Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today we're talking about sugar.
Ooh,
sweet
something
treat
sweet.
Or toxic trick. Like that title?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, I didn't think of it, so.
Okay, well, I was giving you credit for it.
We've never done a show on sugar, have
no,
we?
I don't think we have. Just thinking about sugar, I think we've mentioned it before.
Yeah, it's part of your 8 pillars of perfect health and the nutrition.
Sure. We'll get into nutrition, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about, sugar. Is sugar bad?
Oh, very good. And when you talk about something good or bad, it's sort of a relative question.
Uh-huh.
When you're talking about sugar, and I've talked to nutritionists, and they've had debates, and they said, what's wrong with sugar? I mean, sugar is a basic part of the energy-producing things that nature has produced. Mm-hmm. So, it's in and of itself, it's not actually an issue. Because sugar, simple sugars, complex sugars are part of what's burned to produce energy. So that's just a natural part of our diet. However, we have taken something that is natural, good, and made it a problem.
Mm-hmm.
When we start messing with nature, we start to have issues. And sugar in and of itself isn't a problem, but when you have empty calories, that's what becomes an issue.
Okay.
Now,
so when you're talking about, are you talking about cane sugar?
Yeah, when you're talking about sugar, just defining it, you have cane sugar, you have beet sugar, you can actually get it from quite a few different types of places.
Okay.
And sugar itself, is in our foods, it's in our fruits, it's on, that's what we use to break things down. And important to be able to burn energy, but to actually burn the energy,
mm-hmm.
The important thing to understand is what is an empty calorie.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're really getting into.
Okay.
Because to process the breakdown of the energy, you need vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, all those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a purified sugar, you take all those things out. And when you take all those things out, the body has to take those vitamins, minerals, and other different types of products to actually process the energy. It would be sort of running a marathon without ever, then never resting in between. It pretty soon it'll wear out the body,
mm-hmm.
and start to cause some nutritional deficiencies. So the problem with sugar, if you have too much sugar in your diet without the proper nutrients that go along with it, then you start to create a deficit and nutritional deficiencies. And when those nutritional deficiencies start to occur, you start to have a breakdown in a lot of different types of systems of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually where sugar is a problem.
So how much sugar do we eat? You said, too much sugar.
Too much sugar.
What is too much sugar? But how much sugar do we eat?
The average American eats about 75 pounds of sugar a year.
The average American.
Average American. Now, in the 1990s, it used to be about 100 pounds.
That's the size of a child.
And one of the things when I was taking nutritional courses and talking to some of the nutritionists, one of the things that's really, really healthy for us is fiber.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep thin, you want to keep healthy, and when you're talking about the different types of things that are really necessary for our health and well-being, fiber is an important aspect. And it we didn't used to think about that,
mm-hmm.
but fiber really helps with our digestion.
Yeah.
Right. And in the old days, when they measured out how much dietary fiber people used to get, people used to get about 100 pounds of fiber a year.
That's a larger child.
about 100 pounds.
Yes.
Then, but they would only get about 25 pounds of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
now we get about 25 pounds of fiber a year. And we used to get about 100 pounds of sugar, but we've cut it down to about 75 pounds because we've cut back on our sugar intake and our drinks. They've cut that back.
Well, that's good news, huh?
That's good news. As a matter of fact, our drinks, you know, the drinks we get uh-huh. about 35 pounds of that in our drinks, sugary drinks.
Pops and juices.
They add it to juices and other different types of
35
things.
35 pounds of this.
35 pounds of that it actually is in our drinks. So if we cut that out, then we actually really reduce that. And what we should be doing, what is a normal amount mm-hmm. of dietary sugar we should be taking in is about 25 to 30 pounds mm-hmm. a year is really a healthy amount. I mean, if we completely eliminated all sugar in our diet, that's not good for us either.
Why isn't it good for us?
Well, we need those sugars to actually burn the energy. We can't get the energy. Mm-hmm. So that's where the energy exchange takes place. Mm-hmm. So, again, we're talking about homeostasis.
Right.
You know, you can be kind of crazy about everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about how does sugar affect children different than adults?
That's a very
I had a brother, oh my gosh, around Halloween. Mm-hmm. We'd have to ration out his, you know, because he was hyperactive, what they call ADHD now.
It has a very interesting effect. And, you know, one of the things is that the sugar industry did research. Mm-hmm. And they said that, you know, there was a lot of research and science, and doctors used to quote that and said, oh, it's been proven that sugar doesn't cause hyperactivity. Well, when you do, there's an interesting phenomenon because kids respond completely opposite of adults on drugs and all sorts of different things. So when an adult actually takes sugar, mm-hmm. there's a sedation. Mm-hmm. You kind of get mellow and lazy. And they actually found that, and they said, well, you know, we did research on adults mm-hmm. and found that sugar actually has a sedative effect. But they didn't do research on children, and children usually have the opposite effect. Children actually kick off a whole, have the hyperactivity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's absolutely true because it will actually change the brain chemistry. And this is the whole effect of sugar. Sugar has, when we take in too much sugar, there's a whole wide range of different effects that actually occur. Matter of fact, sugar has the same effect as on the brain on changing as drugs do, like cocaine.
Wow.
So there are a whole series of different types of reactions that occur. In the immune system, in the hormone system, in the chemical makeup of the brain, there's a whole series of types of things that actually occur that purified sugar has that is very, very harmful to the health and well-being of people.
Well, when, you know, people say, I'm addicted to sugar, there can be an addiction to sugar.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That there are dopamine types of receptors that occur when you have when you're taking in large amounts of sugar and your body has become used to it. There is an absolute addictive quality to that.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about how does sugar affect our brain.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, mm-hmm. Health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, mm-hmm. If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than and just feeling good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. Mm-hmm. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, mm-hmm. Then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So, yeah. And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
Mm-hmm. $59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about sugar, sweet treat or toxic trick. And Dr. Prather, when we went on break, I just want to clarify for our listeners, you know, what kind of sugar are we talking about here? You know, we have natural raw sugar, we have refined sugar, big difference.
Yeah. So, one of the things is that there, you know, for those who know, there's glucose, sucrose, lactose. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different types of sugars. I am not going to bore the whole audience with all that. So let's get it down to a practical type of a basis. Yes, because one of the things that we do is we do add sugar to our products.
Right.
But what we do is we put in unrefined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference in there. Most of the time when you're talking about natural foods, for the plant to actually be able to grow it, it has to have the things to be able to process it within the plant itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the vitamins, minerals, and all the things that are necessary to process the sugar are naturally within whatever we would eat. What we do is we take that and then we break down all those natural types of things in there and then just extract the sugar. So you can get unrefined cane sugar,
mm-hmm.
and it has all the vitamins, minerals that you need to process that sugar within it. What we do is we take all those things out of it, mm-hmm. and then we refine it so that it's a pure form. And really it's more along the lines of a drug at that point.
Why do we do that?
That's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have did experiments with our kids,
mm-hmm.
on using the unrefined sugar and the refined sugar and seeing which one they actually liked. you know, as I did cooking, different things like that. And it was even with, like, we had Girl Scouts over and stuff like that, and I'd make it and have two turtle ones, ask them which one they liked the best. And about 80%.
You're a mad scientist.
I'm a mad scientist. And 80% of them actually liked the more the raw sugar foods,
mm-hmm.
you know, the more healthy. And I actually do like those better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why do we do that? Well, a very interesting part of that is financial.
Mm.
Because remember we said
greed's not involved in this, right?
When we said that there's an addictive quality
mm-hmm.
to purified sugar, well, and one of the big problems we have is that they're putting sugar into all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because they usually find if you add enough sugar in there, it increases your cells by 20%.
Mm.
So what, you know, if you want to sell more candy and you make it very natural and healthy,
mm-hmm.
You take three pieces of candy and you're satisfied and you go on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you purify that sugar and make it a drug, then you don't stop at three pieces because now it's an addictive quality and you eat the whole bag.
Doesn't sound like it's purifying. You said purify.
Well, I mean, what they do is refine it to such a, it becomes a drug.
Okay.
So if you make the sugar into a drug, people become addicted and they eat more.
Mm-hmm.
If it's no longer a drug and it's a food, people eat until they're actually satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there should be rules about that, you know, you should actually consider sugar more of a drug because mm-hmm. it does have all the effects of a drug
mm-hmm.
and should be regulated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, in other words, you know, you shouldn't put it down as a food.
In a food group?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, purified sugar is not really a food.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drug.
Mm-hmm.
When you have raw sugar in its natural form, it's a food.
Mm-hmm.
And people can have control over it. You know, and I can't emphasize that enough. And that's, you know, if you're trying to make a profit, putting drugs into things, you know, if you can sit there and like Coca-Cola became very, very the national seller because they put Coke in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, real cocaine.
Right.
And, of course, a lot of people, you know, you sell more. So if you make something addictive, you sell more of it and you make more money.
Mm-hmm. There's the Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, having that understanding and as you buy things, buying accordingly. So keeping sugar in the food group is where it should be. Otherwise, you know, we're talking about really a drug.
I know for me, I have to watch, you know, at Halloween. Well, they say the number one and number two candy bars, everybody like Reese's
sure.
and Snickers, you know. Sure. So this year, I didn't buy four big bags. I bought just two so that it would be all gone,
right
by the end of the night. And then the little bars, you know.
So you didn't get quite as much. And one of the things that I did is I went a year without sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, absolutely in any form that wasn't within the food group.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, didn't buy anything that was processed. Everything was natural and had that whole process. And one of the things that I had liked before was something called a Suzy Q. You ever had a Suzy Q? Those are those chocolate things with the
Did you like stuff. Those?
When I was little, and I wouldn't have it very often.
Yeah.
But I would stop by, you know, on a bad day after school, and I wanted a little drug high.
Yeah.
I would buy one of those on the way back from school.
You're such a bad
when I was
kid.
A kid, and have one. And so I had gone a year, and it was the anniversary of the year that I had done it, and I had accomplished it. So that was one of my goals. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have a Suzy Q. I haven't had one in years.
How old were you? And were you in your 20s or something?
I was 23.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd gone the whole year without any sugar whatsoever, and I decided to buy a Suzy Q. And so I bought one, opened it up, and took a bite of it. And it was the worst thing I had ever tasted in my entire life. Even now, you know I really don't like...
No, you're... Yeah.
Sugar, purified sugar. Mm-hmm. That's not something that tastes good to me.
No.
So going a whole year changed my whole taste buds. And now the really pure sugar just really tastes awful to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to have it in a very natural type of form to really mm-hmm. enjoy it. So I tasted that, and, you know, one, I spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I threw it away.
Was that your last Susie Q?
And that was my last Susie Q.
Well, I know with... I know with our weight loss people, you know, that are drinking a lot of pop before they start or
mm-hmm.
feel like they have a sugar addiction.
And, you know, and they
when
do.
When they because our weight loss program, the first two phases are restrictive, you know, no pop, no refined sugar, you know,
mm-hmm.
processed foods. They don't crave it, you know, after those 4 to 10 weeks.
Sure.
You know, they can't believe it,
yeah.
you know, after. And it changes that whole, breaks that cycle.
It's a drug withdrawal.
Yeah.
And we need to stop thinking of sugar as a food and start thinking of it as a drug. And when you do buy sugar, because sugar is something that you can use in your dietary makeup, and it doesn't, in its natural form, does not become really a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that you really need to, that all things that, like beets, cane, if you've ever chewed on a piece of raw cane.
No.
Well, I have. It has a huge amount of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that you, for sugar to be able to be handled right, you need to take large amounts of fiber. That's like why oatmeal cookies are so nice. You know, you get a lot of fiber into there.
Uh-huh.
You need to have a lot of zinc to be able to process it. You need a lot of B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And those types of things are in there. That's why molasses can be really good for you. Because that's the part that they actually take.
Dates and figs.
Dates and figs have a tremendous amount mm-hmm. of fiber in them.
I didn't eat any of those till I met you and got
yeah.
married. Those weren't on my radar at all.
If I have a sweet tooth, I'll take a fig, mm-hmm. eat a fig, or a date, a kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
kiwi. Uh-huh.
Very sweet, and that's where my sweet tooth. And then I have one or two of those, and you know, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is true.
There are times that you need an extra glucose amount or fructose amount in your system where your brain is at, because your brain completely feeds off of glucose.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not quite thinking right, you're a little bit down, some natural sugar would be good. So eating a fig, a date,
mm-hmm.
An oatmeal cookie that's done with natural sugars
mm-hmm.
Are actually pretty good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those types of things, you can have your sweets, but not becoming addicted to them if you do that, if you do it correctly.
Yeah, and I know we use other sugars like Rapadura sugar.
Rapadura, one of my favorite ones.
Rapadura, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very natural type of sugar. You're not going to have the same reactions. As a matter of fact, you know, we are involved in Brain Core and QEEGs, and one of the things that if you know what you're doing, you can take an MRI and a reading of the brain. You can actually tell what things people are addicted to.
Mm.
And there's a very definite pattern of sugar addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there is for cocaine, heroin, all those different types of things. And it really should be classified in the same category.
It'd be interesting to see what kind of diets cocaine addicts and different drug addicts, you know. That's why we were keeping all those away from my brother, you know. And
right.
You see those addiction patterns.
Right. And one of the first addictions that people have before they actually get into drugs is usually sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you said something about the fiber. What's that ratio again? We need to be eating more fiber than sugar.
You should have 4 times the amount of fiber that you do sugar.
Okay. And we've kind of turned that around.
We've turned that around, and we're really not up to where we need to be. We really need a lot of fiber into our diet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how does sugar affect our brain? We talked a little bit about the addictive qualities.
Yeah, it actually increases different types of receptors. probably don't get into the chemistry too much here.
No, thank you.
But in other words, it has an effect on the IQ, speed of learning, ability to concentrate. So it has a very, very direct effect on a child's learning ability. And there have done several studies where they've eliminated the sugar in the diet and found a very definite increase on a child's ability to learn. So if you want smart kids, keep them away from sugar.
Learn and concentrate.
Yes, and there are so many other different immune system and other different types of factors that go into that too.
Okay, well, let's talk about more of that when we get back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
My doctor looks at me and says, you should probably drop a couple pounds there, Brian. Thank you. Only your doctor has carte blanche on insults. He just insults you for a while, and then you pay him for the insults on the way out. Well, you should lose some weight, and those moles are looking pretty weird. All right, how much for that, Doc? When can we get together again? Big fat mole man walking out of your office. Thanks for the confidence boost. I'm off to the Macy's Day Parade. Grab a rope! What does he care? You're big and you're ugly. Next.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through October 31st, new clients at the Prather Practice will receive 3 acupuncture sessions for just $99, normally a $210 value. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about sugar, sweet treat, or toxic trick. And Dr. Prather, very interesting. The average American takes in 75 pounds of sugar a year.
Yes.
Right. And, a very low level of fiber. And we're saying we need to switch that around.
We need to really switch that around. And we would see a definite decrease in the obesity rate, diabetes, cardiovascular, a lot of the autoimmune diseases. It would have a huge effect on the health and well-being and the issues that we have, the drug addiction. If we could keep our kids away from sugar, we would see far fewer of them heading towards drugs also.
Well, I just think when you go to the grocery store, it's staying away from those aisles.
Yeah, that's going on the outside.
Full of sugar.
Yes.
Our ketchups and our canned foods.
And it's hard for a company because the companies that don't add sugar into their processed foods don't sell as much. And,
right now, but that's going to change.
We need to have better labeling. People need to make better choices, better education. And then trying to let people know. One of the things that the FDA is trying to do is to require labeling that there's added sugar.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's natural sugar in products, which you would expect, what is it that they're adding to it? Because it's the sugar that's naturally in the food. Because there's sugar in tomatoes, the sugar in apples. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right, the natural sugar.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But when they add sugar in it, it's to sell more of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what the FDA is trying to be able to do, and the food industry is really pushing back against them. Mm-hmm. We as consumers need to be actually on the side of the FDA and say, added sugar, I want to know how much added sugar is in this food.
Right. That's a big, big thing right now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and an educated public, you know, there needs to be truth in advertising, you know.
Yeah.
There needs to be, that's why we have those labels on there, so that people can pick up a product and say, hey, what is it that I'm putting in my mouth?
Uh-huh. And then choose.
And then choose.
Yeah.
You know, choice. if you want to have all the issues that are involved in the added sugar, then that's your choice. If uh-huh. you as a consumer know better, mm-hmm. and you say, hey, you know, they're trying to sell me more, get me addicted to this stuff, I'm going to choose something better so I don't have that. You know, so
yeah.
the people who are good are going to get more sales out of it.
You know what I'm so proud of is when I'm in the grocery line and the clerk says, I think it was last time, this is beautiful, this food, because it was color and, you know, as
sure.
natural as possible. And, you know, it's good to kind of look at, you know, what we're putting in our grocery cart.
Right,
you know,
right.
And I don't know. It's just very.
You know,
proud
they should have a little sign as you know, junk food addict. You know, as you go through.
Yeah. Right, that'll be great.
You know,
for
little
sales.
Signs up there. You know, or ooh, this is a healthy guy.
Kind of rate.
Yeah, rate everybody as we go through. You know, there's a little sign up above. You know.
I just went to that market district, uh-huh. you know, which they got live music going, and it's an event. It's like a field trip. I got lost in there. But I like it because the aisles, they're not in your way. You don't even have to go in the aisles if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's great. So we talked about a little bit. Any more you want to talk about how sugar affects our brain or go on to the immune system?
Well, I think people got the idea on the brain. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the egg that smashed on the ground. You know, this is your brain on sugar.
Have you seen that somewhere, or did you just make that
up? Well, they were talking about your brain on drugs, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
It shows my age. But anyway.
So how does sugar affect our immune system?
Oh, that's the other thing, is that it's just, you know, there are so many people who come in after Halloween and,
mm-hmm. and the holidays.
Holidays, just because they've had way too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And they get sick.
Because it decreases their immune system.
Right. I mean, we've even done little fun types of, you know, back in our days, we had availability of microscopes and, you know, taking a little drop of blood.
You're bringing out the mad scientist.
Yeah, I know. And we take a bunch of sugar, and then we check how the white blood cells react.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, you know, let everything get back to normal and how much better. But it slows down your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
White blood cells will not chase down a bacteria nearly or a virus nearly as well or as efficiently if you have a whole bunch of sugar in your system.
They get sluggish?
They get very sluggish. You know, I've seen it on the blood slides, live cell mm-hmm. blood slides when we were watching that. And then there is a very definite drop in the immune system function when you take in too much sugar.
I know if I'm starting to feel not like myself or like my immune system's been compromised at all, I just cut it all out. Yeah,
right.
Actually,
right.
We make chicken soup.
Yes.
Chicken soup for the soul.
Yes.
Lots of garlic and
all those good types of things. I put a whole bunch of herbs in there. Herbs are amazing for the immune system. You know, you get all the fat particles in there. Add some whole grain bread in there. And, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, and you can really, you know, you get all the nutrients in there, and you can actually feel the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We kind of grew up with that, with my dad, you know, doing that. And we've been doing, making a big pot on the weekends. And
sure.
Yeah, it lasts us a couple days. It's nice. But we're not talking about chicken soup. We're talking about sugar.
Okay.
So, that's another show. Chicken soup for the soul. Hmm.
Yeah,
I've
that's
heard
right.
that before.
That's right.
So let's talk about sugar and cardiovascular disease.
Very strong link between that. Arteriosclerosis, the sugar definitely causes an increase in free radical pathology, which damages the vascular system. It damages the heart. The heart is probably one of the most sensitive organs in our body just because it's constantly beating. We even sometimes rest our mind, but we don't really ever rest our heart. You know, it's like, okay, heart, you know, you've had a really rough day. Why don't you take 5 minutes
no.
off?
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. So cardiovascular disease, there's a very strong link between cardiovascular disease and the amount of sugar that you take in. Mm. So one of the things is if someone has had cardiovascular, one of the things we definitely tell them is that they have to eliminate sugar out of their diet,
mm-hmm.
all the non-natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so very strong link on that, very well proven. Prevent cardiovascular disease, cut out the sugar.
Mm-hmm. How about sugars linked to diabetes?
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Yes.
Everybody can tell a big difference along those lines. Having a diet low in sugar is a very important type of aspect. Watching the glycemic index, how much sugar actually goes through the system. Increasing the fiber, all the nutrients, we can see. Type 2 diabetes
mm-hmm.
is always curable.
Right.
Let me repeat that. Type 2 diabetes is always curable.
If the person chooses to. And we all have a decision, and we see that. We see people that are taking responsibility for their health. And we're, you know, our umbrella name is the Prather Practice.
Mm-hmm.
Practice proactive healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, practice proactive. It just can't happen, and you can't blame anybody else.
Right.
We can't go around blaming these companies that are adding sugar. We decide whether we're going to buy it or not, right?
Right, right, right. We can make intelligent choices,
uh-huh.
and, you know, we can exercise, we can do the lifestyle types of changes, or, you know, it's a lazy attitude.
Yeah.
Is really where that sugar comes in, you know. I just want things done for me,
uh-huh.
and let other people make my decisions for me. Getting down and saying, hey, I am in charge of my life. I'm mm-hmm. not going to let Wall Street or whoever make my decisions for me and mm-hmm. take care of me, because they're not going to.
No, they're not.
You know, mm-hmm. the responsibility of the people, and we're seeing that. We see a change in the health consciousness,
mm-hmm.
in the way that shoppers and Wall Street will respond to that. They want to make money, and if people are making the right choices, then they're going to say, hey, we have to make the right choices too, because the public is.
But we got to start.
The change starts with the public.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're seeing a lot more petitioning going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing this rodeo program, is to educate people.
Right. Right.
You know, most of the people we're never going to see in here. You know, mm-hmm. so it's not about us. It's about the public, and we're trying to do what's right for them.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the big one. No pun intended. But how does sugar contribute to obesity?
Oh, there's no link whatsoever. And what is funny is that there was, I saw a panel of 6 docs who were saying that there is no link between the amount of sugar people take in and obesity.
Is this recently?
Yeah, it wasn't actually that long ago.
Oh,
it was just like 3 or 4 years ago. And what's interesting is we found out is all of them were paid by the sugar industry.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. People will do funny things when they say stupid
and
stuff.
And, of course, all of them were fat.
They were all obese.
And they're going, there's no link between that. There's no scientific proof. It's like, you've got to be kidding. You know,
and are we stupid enough to believe it? That's the issue.
Well, you know, they have found that if you repeat something long enough, that there's a certain percentage of people who are actually going to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to have a
I think we're getting society. Smarter.
I think we're getting smarter.
Okay, we're getting tired of it and getting smarter.
Yep.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about alternatives to sugar and honey, stevia. We'll be talking about that when we come back.
Sounds great.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, mm-hmm. and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's,
your specialty
we actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem, too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up.
How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw and their I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no. Oh, my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about sugar, sweet treat or toxic trick. And Dr. Prather, very interesting show. We've never done a full show on sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the average American. This is the average American eats 75 pounds of sugar. And a lot less fiber, and we need to turn that around where we're
yes.
eating more fiber. You said 4 times?
Yeah, we need to be basically only eating about 25 pounds of sugar a year and about 100 pounds of fiber.
I mean, that's hard to monitor. Do we have to measure it every time?
Yeah, we do. No, you know, you can add fiber, you know, be thinking about different things. Let's say you're going to make cookies.
Uh-huh.
you know, you should be putting a lot of fiber, and that would be whole grains, oats.
Oats, yeah.
Whole wheat.
You do that in our pancake mix.
I'm always looking to add the fiber into whatever we eat.
Do you notice when I talk about cooking, I always say you make the soup. our listeners, our patients know I don't enjoy cooking. I do the cleanup.
Right,
I'm
right.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, and I actually love cooking.
Yes,
so,
you do.
You know, that's...
It relaxes you.
Yeah, and it tenses you up.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we have a...
It works well.
Progressive marriage.
So let's talk about, you know, sugars. We talked to, what are the alternative sugars?
Well, you know, instead of buying the sugars that there's a whole bunch of different types of things out there. And first off, most of the artificial sweeteners are really bad for you and can actually be more addictive than a lot of the ones, you know, even the sugar itself, and have even greater brain problems.
Are you talking about the substitute?
Yeah, the substitutes.
Like in the diet drinks. And
right. You know, which ones are actually the ones that are good for you? And probably my favorite is stevia.
Stevia, yeah.
You know, it is actually a natural sweetener. It has negative calories.
What is negative calories?
It actually... as you process the stevia, it takes more calories than actually you get from it.
Wow.
So it has a negative
effect.
Everybody's
going out and buying stevia.
And stevia has been around for an awful long time and used, and it took a while for the FDA to approve it, just because of the artificial sweetening group didn't want it in there because it was so much better than the artificial sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
But now there are pops with stevia, there are sweeteners with stevia. Mm-hmm. You know, if you use stevia as part of your cooking, sweeteners, if you buy pops with stevia, there's an awful lot of benefits with stevia with really no known side effects.
I just tried one. I got it Fresh Thyme, a pop with stevia in it. It was great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, in Japan, for, you know, that's the non-sugar sweetener that they've used for years. South America, almost all the pops have stevia in it. So all the diet pops, basically in South America and Japan, for a long time have been using stevia, and it just doesn't have the negative side effects that you find in other. So it's a great one for diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
It actually kills yeast, so it has some medicinal values to it. So it's a great one to really get that sweet flavor without all the problems. And it's basically from a leaf that's found in South America. Matter of fact, I know some people, to get the sweetener, they actually grow the stevia plant and then break off a leaf and then put it into different types of things to get the sweetener. And you don't actually have a little bit of that pungent taste that sometimes you get with the granulated stevia.
Ah, interesting.
So it's a very nice alternative, one of my favorites. Another one that I actually like is xylitol.
That's gum.
Yeah, xylitol gum. And what's nice about xylitol is it actually will help with cavities. So if you're giving your kids some other gums, xylitol really is the best one to have in there, or stevia, because xylitol actually has a strengthening effect on the
teeth. That's the only gum you chew,
that's the kind, because most of the other different types of artificial sweeteners, I have reactions, I can tell. I don't do well. You've seen that before.
Right.
So, you know, there's an awful lot of problems. So, you know, staying away from most of the artificial sweeteners, really, if you're going to go with a sweetener, the best one to go with is stevia. Xylitol is also something that I like, too.
How about honey?
Honey, that's a really good question. You know,
you kind of introduced me to honey. It was something I didn't grow up with.
Yeah, is honey an okay sugar?
Mm-hmm.
And honey, there is a different... response on that. Now, one of the things is if you have the really, really raw honey, you know, it has all that wax and stuff in it, you know, and that actually produces a lot of fiber. So
with the wax in it.
So there is a benefit along those lines. the more raw the honey, the better it is. As you purify it, you know, even as you go through some of the process, mm-hmm. it becomes a stronger type of thing. But there is a better effect on with honey than there is with sugar. There is
and
a
the more local,
that
correct?
More local, you can actually, because some of the pollen in there, it helps to cut down on some of the allergies that are associated with that.
Yeah, I know. Actually, we are seeing some, what are those, bee houses?
Beehives.
Beehives.
Mm-hmm.
In the next neighborhood over from us.
And yeah.
Every time we pass his house, we're hoping the beekeeper is out, so he is selling the honey. That's local,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's
so, you know,
quarter of a mile away.
Having the honey, actually having the wax with it is uh-huh. the best way to really eat it because it gives you a lot of fiber on a whole grain piece of bread with mm-hmm. some natural butter on top.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting hungry right now.
Yeah.
And that's actually good for you.
Uh-huh. You had your breakfast, didn't you?
I did, yes. Yes, but, you know, you start thinking about those things. And
now, let's talk about fruit juices.
Okay.
It's a big thing, especially with kids.
Yes. For fruit juices, there is a real problem, especially with people with high triglycerides, if you have the purified fruit juices. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get fruit in its raw form, you have a lot of fiber in there.
Mm-hmm.
They take all the fiber out. They also pasteurize
what
it.
What do they do with it?
That's why it's better to have, you know, if you're having orange juice, have the pulp in there. Because
mm-hmm.
that provides the fiber that goes along
like
with. I know, kids are silly. I actually, you know, and.
No, you weren't a kid.
I was.
That's what I hear from your sister.
Yeah, you know, when we were getting orange juice, I wanted the ones with the pulp because it made me feel better. I didn't know why, now I do. And my sisters always look at me like, you know, and my mom would go, oh, see?
What a, the favorite
this
child.
This is what, and they would kick me underneath the table and stuff. Because I wanted the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you are drinking a lot of fruit juice, you know, and you want to have that. In other words, the fresh squeeze with the pulp in there is your best because mm-hmm. as you longer it sits, the more it's pasteurized, the less vitamins and minerals you're going to get, the less fiber. So fruit is really, really good for you, but really in its raw form is the best way to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do orange juice, get one of those little, you know, put the oranges in and
no
get
time
it
squeezed
for
out. That.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. But then get the pulp. So uh-huh. if you're buying fruit juice and then you have a choice between pulp and non-pulp, get the pulp. It's
yeah.
better for you.
Yeah, you just got to watch taste. Some of the unpasteurized juices. You know,
well, it's fresh. You know, the reason that they pasteurize it, do all those types of things, is because fresh gets broken down pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer it is from the time you squeeze it until you get it, then it doesn't taste as good.
Yeah.
Because that's natural. That's the way it should be working. That's why they do a lot of processing, do a lot of things to food, because fresh is always better than if it's been sitting on the shelf for a long time.
Well, what about artificial sweeteners?
Oh, I really, really don't like artificial sweeteners. There's a tremendous amount of problems with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of cancer links. There's an awful lot of brain issues. You know, so if you can avoid, except for xylitol, as an artificial sweetener, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the others, I really don't.
Mm-hmm. We saw a comedian this week that was talking about going through drive-through. It's really not funny, but he was quite a large gentleman.
Individual.
Yeah. And, you know, being embarrassed of his order, you know, and
he'd
be the only
people.
One in the car. So he was acting like there were two people, you know.
Or he was picking up something for someone.
Yeah. Or, oh, what would she want, you know? So he gets all this food, and then he says, Diet Pepsi, please. You know, it's just kind of...
After your five Big Macs, then you want a Diet Pepsi with it.
Yeah,
right?
Somehow that evens it out. I don't know. Well, Dr. Prather, we have a little less than a minute. Anything you want to conclude with on the show of sugar?
Yes. People like their sweets. There are ways to do it naturally. Healthy, yeah. So one of the things that I would do is I always, when I make cookies, is I use whole grains. Mm-hmm. I add oatmeal to it. And I also put some stevia in there, which is very have kind of like this recipe along those lines. Mm-hmm. Then I use some rapidour sugar, and I use that combination so I get as little sugar as possible, as few as calories to the highest amount of nutrients. Mm-hmm. Going for the denser nutrients, the less calories, is how you're going to really have your health.
Okay. Well, thank you. Very interesting show, as always. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through October 31st, new clients at the Prather Practice will receive 3 acupuncture sessions for just $99, normally a $210 value. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.